This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live, dial toll free to join us here. The phones are open to you to bring up whatever is on your mind. With you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian,
Mark,
and Daryl.
And you can join us online any old time you want. Just head on over to freetalklive.com. Get interactive on the site. The front page is a Reddit-based site, which means that you can submit content right there to the front page, and then you can vote whether you like or dislike the things that you see that other listeners have submitted. So go there, get interactive over at freetalklive.com. Now, in the last hour, we were talking with the guys, or with one of the guys from the new crowdfunding campaign, the EOMA 68 Compatible Earth-Friendly Computing Devices. And if you missed that, you definitely should go back and grab our archive later tonight at freetalklive.com and check that out, because it's a really cool project. But it, you know, brings up some privacy issues. That's one of the things that people should be more concerned with now than ever before, given the prevalence of the NSA spying on us. And, Daryl, you've got a privacy-related story that has to do with Edward Snowden here in a few moments. We will get to that in a bit. But first, let's go to the phones and to the phone. We got Ricky in Pennsylvania to start things out here in this hour. Ricky, go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, gentlemen, good evening.
What's on your mind, Ricky?
Well, I wish I could have hit Luke. I really wanted to talk to him, but I want to talk a little bit about the Liberty Computer, if I could.
Well, you're certainly welcome to. By the way, Luke did invite folks. He was a guy we had on in hour number one. If you go to computer.freetalklive.com, there's obviously a lot of information there about this project that they're crowdfunding. And at the very bottom of the page, if they didn't haven't answered all your questions, there is a Ask a Question button that will allow you to send them whatever question you like. But what is you wanted to say on the air? Go ahead.
Well, I mean, I don't know if he mentioned it. I kind of caught only like three-quarters of it. Did he mention the version of Android that it's going to be running or that it runs?
No, they did not specify which version of Android that it would run, but in theory...
Here's why I bring it up.
Yeah.
Because, well, I mean, everybody now knows that I'm a Windows insider, and I know 10 Mobile very well. And in fact, I know iPhone and Android quite well. Now, my concern is, as of the problem with Android, there's a lot of reasons why I won't carry Android. I won't put a credit card on any Android operating system, Android-based, because of its flawed core, which is unfixable. I mean, the only way to fix the flawed core is to basically rewrite and rebuild Android.
What's now, the flaw with Android?
The flaw is, I mean, first of all, you got to think that, first of all, Google is not the first one that had it. Google bought it from another individual. The problem is it's prone to what they call stage fright. It's a flaw. The core has vulnerabilities. And the vulnerabilities.
And you expect us to believe that Windows phones aren't flawed?
Well, I know I've been dealing with it for almost 2 years, so I think I know it inside and out. Now,
are you a programmer?
No, I work with coders. I squash bugs.
That still doesn't say what the flaw is with Android. All you basically said was the flaw is that it has flaws.
There is something here about stage fright, though.
Let me finish. Now, the other problem is, I know what I'm talking about. Now, the other problem is, as of Lollipop, they did something that a no-no. By the way, Ian, I put a 4x2 of Free Talk Live under Cortana. A lot of people saw that in the past couple of weeks, so I can hand my device to people, at least until I start with the Redstone 2 build. You know?
I don't know what you just said, dude.
Me either.
You got a lot of free promotion on my start
okay.
screen.
Okay. Well, thank you.
But anyway, the point is that the biggest problem I see with privacy right now is as of Lollipop. Now, within Lollipop, there is a switch.
This is a version of Android's operating system that he's referring
now,
to. But they name their operating systems after candies.
Right. Now, the switch is, quote, off by default. Now, if you look at what happened with Google with the treaty that they broke, and they got caught by the ACLU, and they're not supposed to track students, I would not say they're very honorable. See, the problem with this switch is it's a no-no-no. I use a 16-digit front-end passcode on my 950. I also have my iris scanner. Now, both of those are only saved locally with an encrypted hash. I can't even make a backup of it. If I blow away my OS, it's gone. Now, in the case of Android, as of Lollipop, there's a switch. The switch is off by default. Now, let's think about what happened with the backup that got quote-unquote corrupted by the FBI concerning Apple. You see, there's no way to save it to a server on Windows Phone.
I gotta say, I'm lost. You've completely lost me, and I'm relatively technically adept. Ricky, shouting at me isn't gonna help. I'm gonna say goodbye for now. Toll free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Now, what he did say about stage fright is a thing.
What exactly is stage fright?
Here's a story from androidcentral.com/stagefright. In July 2015, security company Zimperium announced it had discovered a unicorn of a vulnerability inside the Android operating system. More details were publicly disclosed at the Black Hat Conference in early August. This was published about a year ago, August 17, 2015. But not before headlines declaring that nearly a billion Android devices could potentially be taken over without their users even knowing it. So what is stage fright? It is the nickname given to a potential exploit that lives fairly deep inside the Android operating system itself. The gist is that a video sent via MMS text message could be theoretically used as an avenue of attack through the libstagefright mechanism, which helps Android process video files. Many text messaging apps, Google's Hangout app was specifically mentioned, automatically process that video so it's ready for viewing as soon as you open the message. And so the attack theoretically could happen without you even knowing it. Because libstagefright dates back to Android 2.2, hundreds of millions of phones contain this flawed library. Just as Google began rolling
out...
Sounds
like he's right?
Yeah, I don't know. The thing is, I don't know what all Ricky was saying because it's so jumbled up and hard to understand. And
I will agree with you.
He talks to you like you understand, everything that all the terms he's throwing out there. And I'm a computer guy and I don't even understand it. So just as Google began rolling out updates for its Nexus line, the Exodus firm published a blog post snarkily saying that at least one exploit remained unpatched, implying that Google screwed up with their code. The UK publication The Register quotes an engineer from Rapid7 as saying the next fix will come in September's security update, part of the new monthly security patching process. Google, for its part, has yet to publicly address this latest claim. So I don't know if they have solved the stage fright thing. Maybe that's something that they have remedied. According to Ricky, he makes it sound like they have not. So if you know more about that, you're welcome to share your thoughts with us here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. And, it's hard to trust all of these companies. We don't know what they're doing. We don't know what the code says. We're not programmers. I definitely am more trusting of Chris and Luke. We had Luke in here in our first hour.
Well, right. I know Chris's dedication.
Chris is a huge privacy guy.
Yeah.
And also what Luke had said is that you would be able to run Android. I'm on the computer.freetalklive.com crowdfunding thing for this EOMA 68, and they have several different cards that you can pre-order as far as your perk, and they all come with a variant of Linux. So none of these come with Android pre-installed, but you would be able to put Android on there.
He did, Luke mentioned the word Android one time. Clearly, Ricky found that to be important and wanted to talk about that part. So, yes, this comes with an operating system that, from the best we can tell, is very privacy-oriented.
Right, and Android, the reason he mentioned that specifically is open source. He also mentioned Windows, but then he explained further, in order to put Windows on, Windows would have to wind up being honest and providing source code. Android does that by default.
Yeah.
Let's continue with your calls and thoughts here. Let's go to Ian in China. You're on Free Talk Live via Skype. Hello, Ian.
Hello, how are you today?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
This guy Ricky. God, he makes me dizzy just trying to listen to him.
You're not the only one.
Yep, I heard you. Stand by, Ian. I'm not sure what you're calling about, but we'll bring you back here in moments. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. 3733. Apparently, there were some Google Android codebase patches against the stage fright bug. So where it stands today, I don't know. I guess it would depend on your phone and whether or not it's ever been upgraded since you bought it. If it hasn't been, then that might be a problem. This is Free Talk Live.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit-selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-960-4295. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times. But I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-960-4295. 1-800-960-4295.
Do you know that good digestion is your body's first line of defense? Millions of Americans suffer from poor digestion. It shows up in the form of heartburn, acid reflux, GERD, irritable bowel syndrome, indigestion, constipation, diarrhea, and many other symptoms. Healthy digestion relies on armies of friendly bacteria. These good bugs keep bad bugs in check. Probimune, a new, uniquely developed probiotic, is scientifically proven to get to your gut and deliver the benefits of improved digestion. Probimune is an immune system booster and a digestive health enhancer. It's simple to use, and most importantly, you will feel Probimune working, soothing, and relaxing the gut. Get yours today by visiting younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Again, that's 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off your first order.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You bring up whatever you want. Dial toll free here. Take control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. 3733 with you in studio tonight. It's Ian
and Mark
and Daryl,
and all three of us have been using MyPillow, not MyPillow, but the brand MyPillow.com. We've had it for a few months now, and I think it's absolutely fantastic. It does a great job of fitting to the shape of your body and holding your neck in the proper position, because in many cases, chronic headaches, neck, and even back pain can be solved with the right pillow. The idea is your spine should be straight and parallel to the floor. Plus, you can actually wash and dry in your washer and dryer the MyPillow. I've never seen a pillow before in my life that you could do that with. You can do that with MyPillow. Go to MyPillow.com, get your pillow there, use code FTL, and you can get two for the price of one, and there's a 60-day money-back guarantee. So if you don't think this is the best pillow you've ever owned, you've got 60 days to make the decision and send it back if you want.
I'm real happy with mine.
Yep. MyPillow.com, use code FTL. There's also a 10-year warranty on the product as well. So again, MyPillow.com, code FTL. As we continue with your calls and thoughts, Ian is back with us here in China. Ian, what's on your mind tonight? Go ahead.
Oh, it has to do with privacy.
Yes, sir.
As you may or may not know, in China, by the spring of next year, we'll be completely Sinonet, isolated from the Internet.
Huh?
The government has been building Sinonet and keeping us upgraded on what's happening, and they're cutting out more sites and throttling and slowing down others while the Chinese sites fill.
So wait, okay, your connection's a little bit bad tonight. So you're saying the Chinese government, we already knew that they were restricting certain website access, like, you know, you can't Google for certain things over there. There's some websites that are blocked by the government. What's the difference between the status quo, where there already are restrictions, and what you're talking about?
The new Sinonet will be completely contained within the Chinese sphere. You have almost no access to overseas IPs unless they first go through a clearing center.
Oh, wow.
So essentially it would be a nationwide intranet?
It is now. Let's see. You can't get Google. You can't get YouTube. You can't get Twitter or Facebook or Snapchat.
Wow.
You can't get these things now. And when you log on to MSN News, it's been rewritten in Beijing, and you should read some of the stories.
Sounds absolutely crazy. So how is it that can you even get to, like, our website right now, or is you're saying that when this thing rolls out fully, like freetalklive.com, lrn.fm, these sites will just be inaccessible?
Well, right now, you guys are on a throttle, meaning when I log to you, because you're overseas IP, this the provider, which is the government, throttles back my speed. They roll it back to make it difficult to reach. After next year, you may be gone. I've logged on to you through gcnlive.com.
Mm-hmm.
It seems to have slipped between the cracks, but quick example. I'm chatting, free chatting on the Skype chat with some friends, and in the middle of my chat, a note pops up and says, "You can't talk about that."
That is really scary. And
we chatted a little more. We got another "you can't talk." And 2 days ago, one day after the note, I was visited by a man in a trench coat who looked just like a Chinese Dick Tracy with a cute little badge, who just politely informed me that I'm a guest of his country. I've been a guest for decades.
You better follow the rules.
The one who's been a guest.
Ian, thanks for the call tonight. Very scary news. If that's true, then that's pretty horrifying.
Yeah, that's a real police state there. Even more so than it's interesting the differences though. Like, their police don't have guns and generally aren't very scary, but their online presence is frightening.
Well, he told us there are two types of police. There's the blue uniformed and the black uniformed. He says the blue uniform guys have no guns, but the black uniform guys do.
That you rarely see the black uniform
right
guns.
And very, very scary news there. We'll hopefully be kept in the loop as that continues to develop. And if you are chatting on the Internet and you're, you know, like he said, he was using Skype to talk with people, the convenience factor is usually what wipes away any privacy that you might possibly have.
Yes.
So, yes, Skype is convenient, but it's also run by Microsoft, and, of course, you know they're going to do whatever they whatever the Chinese government tells them to do.
Yes.
Because I suspect Microsoft has contracts with said Chinese government for software and things like that, and they'd like that to continue. So they'll just let them, you know, tap into whatever it is that, they want to tap into. Whereas there are encrypted chat applications, I suspect Telegram might operate over in China. That is one, you know, some people will question its encryption, but there are others out there as well.
Signal
is another one. So, you know, you can take steps to protect your conversations. CryptoCat is another one of the encrypted chat apps. And those,
I don't find it very easy to use.
CryptoCat? It's pretty easy.
Sorry.
You type in a channel name, and the other person types in the channel name.
Telegram.
Channel. Telegram's great, but the thing with Telegram is you have to have a phone in order to have that work. CryptoCat will work with any browser, so okay. Firefox, Chrome. So there are solutions out there for you that the Chinese government likely will not be able to access. But then again, maybe they'll get mad if they see encrypted communications coming from your IP address.
Yeah, and we had somebody that called several months ago saying that he was using a VPN, and then he was just not able to connect to anything.
They just blocked the VPN, period. They could recognize the port or the communications type somehow.
Or the IP address.
So, you know, probably looking at the different packets coming from your IP and saying, oh, this is pretty likely to be a VPN.
I know when I'm connected to my VPN, there have been websites that I've gone to where I've gotten a message that says, your IP address has been blocked because of malicious activity. Because
someone else could have been on it
before.
And
then it's like, oh, I'm on the VPN.
Right.
Let me turn that off because I know that this is a good website. I've gone to it before, and you know, I've not done anything fishy.
To your phone calls and thoughts, we got Tim. He's in Wyoming. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Tim.
Hey, thanks for taking my call again.
I appreciate it.
No, I was listening. I just happened to turn the show on a little bit ago, and I heard something about Android having privacy issues, which it already has anyway, because basically it's owned by Google. But at the same time, now it's even less private than before. Is that what I was hearing earlier, or am I incorrect in that?
Generally, you should figure that your privacy is compromised on any kind of mass market device like that. Based on what we were hearing from the guys from Think Penguin earlier, you know, whether it's Google or whatever.
Think is in Think Penguin, you said?
Think, yeah, THINK, Think Penguin.
Okay.
That's one of the companies behind the Earth-friendly EOMA68 computing devices that we were talking about earlier in the show. And these guys are like real privacy conscious folks, like to the point of obsession. And that's a good thing for those of you that that want privacy. You know, you got to go with you got to take extra steps. You can't just figure that you're going to be private right out of the box on something like an Android device. And they're even suggesting
right.
that the violations of your privacy are happening at the lowest system levels, which means, you know, you can't just uninstall the program that the problem is. The problem is the hardware itself. Tim,
right,
if you got more, stand by here. 855-450-FREE is our toll-free number. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
View ProMax filter technology from ProPure removes over 200 contaminants from your drinking water, including the stuff you don't taste, smell, or see, like PFOA. ProMax is independent lab tested to NSF standards. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Ask about our free shipping special on ProMax. Don't drink just any water. Drink ProPurified water.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Dr. Otto Warburg won the Nobel Prize for discovering how cells breathe. He also discovered how normal cells turn into tumor cells. He discovered the one prime cause of cancer was cellular oxygen deficiency. Dr. Joanna Budwig built upon the work of Dr. Warburg and discovered how to feed the cells to overcome this oxygen deficiency. She found that it was the sulfur in the cottage cheese that when mixed with fresh pressed flax oil, that the flax oil would become emulsified and more readily absorbed. Flax oil delivered in this manner was able to restore oxygen transfer to all cells of the body. Now there's a new method of pressing seed oils that produces the highest quality, zero oxidation, undamaged seed oils. The results on these seed oils alone are amazing. Now add our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey Protein Powder that is much higher in the sulfur amino acids than cottage cheese is, and you have a winning combination to confer health and energy like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You're invited here. You can join us toll free. Bring up what you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE. Coming up, Snowden's Gift of Privacy. Daryl will be telling us about that. It's kind of a privacy-oriented show so far here tonight. And one of the things that is out there that can be private, but by default is not, is Bitcoin. It is actually a very public thing in that every transaction for Bitcoin you can look at is a public ledger of transactions. However, if you create a Bitcoin wallet and you don't tell anyone about it, then no one knows that you have it until you inform them that you do have it. You give them your Bitcoin address. The thing with Bitcoin is every time you give somebody your Bitcoin address, you can change the address so that everyone you give your address to has a different code for you. And so therefore, they don't all get to see who all's transactions you've been doing business with. One of the things you need to get started with Bitcoin, though, is a wallet. And we've got one we recommend as the official wallet of Free Talk Live. It's Jaxx, JAXX.io. You can go to your favorite app store or straight to their website at JAXX.io to download the Jax wallet. It can allow you to hold Bitcoin, Ether, and DAO tokens, plus more cryptocurrencies will be coming soon. There's Shapeshift integration built right in for frictionless, easy exchange between the currencies in Jax. It was created by Anthony DiOrio. He's one of the founders of Ethereum and a listener of Free Talk Live. Super easy to back up your wallet and recover funds with Jax. So if you lose your phone for some reason, not a problem. You can just use the backup information you have and recover every bit of Bitcoin that you have there. Jax is striving to give you command over your digital life, coins, contracts, currencies, identity, and more. It's your digital command center in the palm of your hand. Jax, the official wallet of Free Talk Live. And it's cross-platform, by the way. So whether you've got Linux, Mac, Windows, iOS, Android, whatever it is you use, it's likely there's a Jax for you, which means you can have the same Bitcoin on multiple devices, or if you want, you can have different wallets. It's up to you. JAXX.io. Go there, get started. As we go back to your phone calls and thoughts, we got Tim. He's in Wyoming. Go ahead, Tim.
Yeah, thanks for bringing me back. I appreciate it. I was thinking about, you know, your last caller from China. I was actually very surprised to hear that he's using Skype, and he actually believes that he's acting in a private way in China. But
no, I don't think he said that. I'm not saying that
he believes it, but he's able to operate. He's operating as he is for now. I mean, I wouldn't think that he's safe in any way doing what he's doing. But I mean, he's able to access Skype, and I didn't know Skype was run by Microsoft until you were saying it earlier. I had no idea, and I thought, well, I don't like anything to do with Microsoft, Bing, the search engine Bing, just Gates and everything he says and does. He's funding vaccines to kill people, and he believes in, you know, he's a bad guy, but that's all about him. But what I'm saying is, you know, the thing about Android, I think I've probably said this quite a while back, but I thought that Android at its very base was designed to be insecure, or it was insecure because of the hardware that you use that uses Android itself. And I mentioned before that I've been trying to work out privacy issues and not necessarily privacy issues, but software issues with my phone, my hardware. And I was talking about rooting it before. I wonder if rooting it would actually make any difference. So if you try to erase the software that's using the hardware that can't be changed, will you still be able to, will you be able to make your phone private or your
No, I don't think private? So. I mean, if there's a privacy violation, if there's some sort of backdoor or, you know, set of code that some outsider like the NSA could utilize that is at a low level of the system, then there's no amount of cracking inside the operating system that you're going to be able to do. Some would even say rooting a phone makes it less secure. Now, again, I'm not an expert.
That's right, I do, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not an expert on these matters. I like to root phones because I just like having more control over my device. I like being able to get rid of the bloatware, which is all the junk that comes on a phone. And if you root your phone, you can do that stuff, uninstall that crap that you never really asked for.
Yeah, you had actually mentioned about some kind of upgrade of an Android, and my phone did this weird auto-upgrade sort of thing a couple weeks ago, and it added a bunch of bloatware, stuff that I would love to get rid of, but it will not uninstall.
Yeah, well, the only problem... one of the problems with rooting is you'll violate your warranty as well. So if you root your phone and survive, because there's also the chance...
Oh, I don't think I have a warranty.
Well, in that case, then screw it. The only risk then is the, you know, risk of a brick. So if you root the phone and you do something wrong, you may what they call brick your phone, which means you turn your phone into a paperweight, basically.
Right, and I don't want to risk having a $100 paperweight.
Right, I mean, the risk... I don't know what the level of risk is. I have bricked a phone with all the various different processes I've done to it. But for the most part, the rooting processes are pretty solid, and they don't generally result in bricks. I don't think I was rooting when I bricked my phone. I think I was doing something else to it entirely. But, it may or may not be more secure. But either way, you know, there are risks in life, and the trade-off for convenience is security, unfortunately, when it comes to these things. So yeah, if there's something super important or super secret, you probably shouldn't be keeping it on your phone.
Well, that's probably true, but, I mean, if you could buy, you can get yourself an iron key, I guess, and encrypt everything, put it on an iron key, which is about $300.
An iron key?
Iron Key. It's an encrypted USB drive. And actually, the NSA hasn't been able to break those. The government uses them.
Interesting. That's the first I've heard of it. Thanks, Tim, for the heads up on that. I appreciate the call. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. You can bring up anything you want. Josh is in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Josh.
Hi. How's it going? Thanks for taking the call.
Great, sir. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, I just wanted to talk a little bit about the candidacy of Johnson.
Gary Johnson, the Libertarian Party's presidential candidate?
Yeah. I'm a little conflicted about him. And the reason why I'm conflicted about him is because, number one, I think that this is a very unprecedented election.
Oh, yeah.
No,
it's weird.
I have never heard of election in my entire life where the primary two candidates of the Republicans and the Democrats are so hated as they are with Trump and Hillary.
These are the two most hated political or most disliked political candidates at the presidential level since polling has been done on favorability ratings of presidential candidates.
Yep.
Exactly. And if a third party candidate ever has a chance, and in most elections, I would say, no, a third party candidate would never have a chance. But if a third party candidate would ever have a chance, this is the election that they would have the chance.
Yeah.
And so I'm tempted. I want to support Gary Johnson. I want to vote for Gary Johnson. But at the same time, I'm still conflicted about it because he's not really a libertarian. He believes in a lot of things, I've heard a lot of things about him that just make me not want to support him. But at the same time, it's that kind of lesser of two evil things where.
Yeah. Right. You know, but really, if you're supporting a third party candidate, really, should you be supporting the lesser of, fill in the blank number of evils, or should you be voting for someone that you actually believe in and support?
But that's the problem. You can't. A true libertarian doesn't have someone in this race that they actually could believe in and support. All you can do is pick the lesser of the evils. There is no one else out
there. Right. I'm not talking about in this race this year. I'm saying, in theory.
In theory, sure.
When you vote, if you're, not a Republican or a Democrat, are you not in theory supposed to be voting for someone, not picking the lesser of fill in the blank number
in
of
evils? In theory, but how many elections?
You know what? Why is that the theory? I mean, so there are four candidates and you choose the one that you think is best, or there are two candidates and you choose the one that why is it because you choose a minor party candidate that suddenly the rules change in your vote?
Well, no, ideally you should be, I agree with Daryl, and hang on, Josh, we can continue the discussion.
Then vote for yourself.
I agree with Daryl that you should choose a candidate that you believe in and that you agree with, but in most cases people don't have that. And the libertarians haven't had that in close to a decade. So then you're forced with this lesser of the evils choice. Free Talk Live.
Considering going back to school? Ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-958-5345. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-958-5345. That's 1-800-958-5345.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm,
and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want here. The toll free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. Skype username is lrn.fm. Joining you in studio tonight, you've got Ian here.
And Mark.
And Daryl.
Freedom's Phoenix is a liberty-oriented news aggregation site. If you want the newest and freshest stories and perspective on current events from those who value liberty, check out freedomsphoenix.com. Their daily dispatch is the best way to stay up to date on science, technology, historical findings, liberty news, government overspending, and the rise of the police state. It's freedomsphoenix.com. Freedoms with an S. Phoenix.com. As we go back to Josh in New Hampshire. Josh, you were calling about the Gary Johnson libertarian, put quotes around that, campaign for president, and you're less than enthusiastic about it, and you seem a little frustrated. Go ahead with where you're coming
from. Yeah, I mean, me personally, I'm more of a Vermin Supreme guy. I'm more of, for the last few years, I've been a vote for nobody. I don't care. I don't believe in the political process. I don't think it has any validity at all. Mm-hmm. And I just want to, I think that the only thing that a vote can do is send a message, and that message is usually just ignored. So I'm not very confident in any kind of vote. But at the same time, Gary Johnson, because he is a third-party candidate in this election, which is unprecedented, which does have, you know, the major two parties being so hated, the candidates for the major two parties being so hated, I believe that he does actually have a chance, and I feel like I'm obligated in some way to try
and do it.
Well, no. I feel as if I am.
I don't know if I agree with that.
I understand he doesn't have that much of a chance, but I feel as if
A chance to do what?
If we can
get elected.
To be elected. And
okay, yeah, he does not have a realistic chance to
do
that.
I hate this. Okay, back that statement up. What makes you think that Gary Johnson has any more or less chance of getting elected than Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton?
Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton are guaranteed to be in the debate hosted by the Commission on Presidential Debates.
And it's possible, quite likely, Gary's polling very well right now. And he could.
If you look at his averages, he's averaging about 8.5%. He needs to average 15. There are some people that say once he hits 15, he's in. That's not true. He needs to average 15% in the polls that the CPD decides they're going to use, and they've not yet said which polls they're going to use. So unless he's in the debates, he has about as much chance of getting elected as me or you.
No, he's on the ballot in 50 states.
Look, every single struggle that has ever been fruitful, every single thing that people have decided, okay, we are going to fight this, there has been a tremendous amount of risk. There has been a tremendous amount of, you know, no, there's no way you're going to actually do this. The thing that I have a problem with is that requires a lot of motivation. That requires a lot of principle. And the fact that Gary Johnson doesn't meet that standard of principle is the reason why I have a hard time fighting for him. But at the same time, if he did have that principle, I don't think he would stand as much of a chance as he actually does.
Well, I think that I would agree with you on that. I think that what we're dealing with here is a moment in time that is very unique. We haven't had anything like that. Each one of us here on this show is going to have a different opinion, and we're not going to come to a conclusion with you or each other in this particular call. I can assure you on that one. But the one thing I'd have to say is of the four candidates that are likely to be on the ballot in your state and on the ballot in more than 40 states in the union, which one most matches your belief system?
Well, Gary Johnson.
Well, if you choose to vote, and I would encourage you to do so, then I would encourage you to vote for the candidate that most matches your value system, that can
win.
Sure,
and there's no doubt that Gary Johnson and Jill Stein have, of all of the elections I've ever witnessed, except for Ross Perot, the most likelihood of actually getting some attention here this time around. Although, Daryl, I think you pointed out that apparently Ralph Nader got quite a bit of votes back in the year 2000.
3 million.
Yeah, for the Green Party.
He got about 2.7%.
Which is really good. I mean, I had completely forgotten about that. So whether the Green Party can eclipse that this time around, I think still remains to be seen. That's a pretty tough one.
Right now, the polls that I'm seeing, it looks like Jill is averaging about 4.5%.
Yeah, but the Green Party never got a Democrats for the Green Party candidate kind of vote.
Right, that's so true.
Gary Johnson is getting a Republicans for Gary Johnson vote.
Right. There is a group that just formed called Republicans for Johnson Weld.
Uh-huh.
And Mitt Romney had said that if Weld was the head of the ticket, he would have absolutely no problem giving an endorsement. But since Weld is the latter half of Johnson Weld, he wants to see if Johnson Weld is going to be included in the debates before he endorses.
I see.
And then there's Cruz, too. Cruz talked about he got booed off stage at the Republican convention because he said, vote your conscience. But, I mean, there's a good chance that he will endorse Gary Johnson.
I don't think that's a realistic chance.
Well, besides, it's hard to get excited about that. And it's really, you know, you got all these Republicans endorsing this guy that doesn't really do anything for me as a libertarian, but I understand what you're saying is that that's going to attract people to Johnson, and then maybe, you know, there's always that possibility that that will be their door into the libertarian movement, and maybe they'll learn about principles if they actually Google libertarianism or something like that, because they're certainly not going to learn about the non-aggression principle from Gary Johnson.
I don't even think that matters. I think, look, if you're going to be talking about politics, what we're really talking about is we're being held hostage we're being held hostage by an elite group of statists. Statists who believe that violence is completely justified for almost anything. You know,
Something as low as selling loose cigarettes on the street of
violence. Right. You're selling loose cigarettes, violence is justified. You have a broken taillight, violence is justified. All of these things. And, you know, out of all the candidates, the one who who is the least statist is up there, and you can vote for him. And even though he's not perfect, even though he's not an ideological purist, even though he has his mistakes.
Yep. I suspect I will hold my nose and vote for Gary Johnson.
I can't do it.
This year, you can't bring yourself to do it.
Can't do it.
Well, the difficulty for you is that you ran against him, right? You're on the stage there. You had to do the speechify.
I couldn't vote for him 4 years ago, and he's even worse now.
Well, I've...
I don't remember who I voted for 4 years ago.
My criteria is they have to have a chance to win.
For? Who's that? Who are Mark? You voting for, then?
Daryl or Mark?
Me? I'm probably either going to write in none of the above or write myself in. I still haven't decided.
Do you think that none of the above or yourself has an actual chance as compared to Gary Johnson?
Nope, but none of the above and myself represent what I believe a hell of a lot more than Gary Johnson Bake the Cake does, a lot more than William Weld. We want to make sure that people that are listed as potential terrorists don't get firearms does.
Oh,
that man does not represent me at all.
You know, some politician was quoted.
None of the candidates who have any chance of winning represent you at all. So it really is. It's like a trolley
problem. I don't
vote
for the lesser evil.
It's a trolley problem. You know, are you going to pull that switch and, you know, one guy is going to get killed, or are you going to not pull the switch and four guys are going
to
get killed?
I'm not going to play your hypothetical of why am I the man being forced to decide to push a button or pull a lever or whatnot.
As I said
during a debate where I was asked the question of if I could go back and wish that either Alexander Hamilton or Aaron Burr died, I said if I could go back in time, I'd take John McAfee with me, give the guys a hit of acid, and have a good day.
Josh, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. John McAfee was a pretty cool guy. Met him out in San Francisco.
Yes.
I get the frustration, and I still haven't really decided what I'm going to end up doing. I'm glad to see that Johnson and Weld are getting some press attention, but ultimately I don't know if it's good for libertarianism.
It's not good for the Libertarian Party, I'll tell you that.
There's nobody that you're going to agree with 100%. If Daryl had been the candidate...
I pretty much agreed with Harry Brown.
Yeah, well,
on everything.
That's great. Kerry Brown's dead. And if Daryl's the candidate, I'd disagree with him on something. And I'd have to compromise to vote for him.
855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live. Share your thoughts.
For Bitcoin to be ubiquitous, people need to use it. For people to use it, they must have it. How can we get Bitcoin into more hands? Well, tipping might be a great way. What if you could include a bonus Bitcoin tip along with your regular tip to a server? What if that Bitcoin returned to you if unclaimed after 30 days? An attractive business card-sized Bitcoin tip that is easily claimed gives instructions on wallets, spending, and returns to the user if unused? Tip.freetalklive.com. Tip.freetalklive.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Can your vitamin supplements positively affect your blood in 5 minutes? Protovite can. Protovite is a genuine breakthrough liquid daily nutrition that delivers quality ingredients into your blood in less than 5 minutes. Scientifically proven and backed by clinical studies, Protovite supports energy, vitality, and optimal health. Watch our 2-minute live blood cell video and see for yourself at vninc.com/prohealth. That's vninc.com/prohealth.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.